We begin here on this Thursday with some Yankee baseball right out of the gate. And the day from a Yankee standpoint certainly started out on a very ominous note. And it kind of ended on a nice high note as the Yankees sweep their abbreviated two-game series against the Atlanta Braves. And it is remarkable the work the Yankees have done at Yankee Stadium going back to really the last couple of years. But you realize they have not lost a home series since the middle of April a season ago. That's pretty wild to think about. That, yeah, I know this is not a full, you know, normal 162-game baseball season, but all last year, and now the first couple of series this year, the Yankees continue to be money in the bank and money when they're playing in the big ballpark in the Bronx. Now, that ominous news that I kind of hinted at a moment ago, it is front and center regarding Aaron Judge. And we know how important Aaron Judge is to the Yankee success. We know what kind of year he has gotten off to. Hitting the ball with authority to all fields, playing unbelievable defense, 9 home runs, rocket of an arm, hitting in that 2-hole, playing like the best player on the team, playing like one of the best players in all baseball. But the only thing that has gotten in the way of Aaron Judge, who is the real deal, who is a complete player, who is an absolute bona fide stud, injuries. So when I hear Judge out of the lineup on Wednesday due to lower body tightness, no, I'm not encouraged. May turn out to be precautionary. May turn out not necessarily to be a big deal, but it's kind of one of those here we go again type moments, isn't it, Yankee fans? Because I know that's the feeling. I know that's the sense I get right now. It's, oh, geez, here we go again. Because I was hoping this year, even though it is this abbreviated, shortened 60-game season, that Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton would be forces within the Yankee lineup, doing their thing, hitting for power, imposing their will on opposing American League and National League pitchers. Well, that was the case for a couple weeks. Stanton's on a shelf, see you in September. Hopefully with Aaron Judge, he's back in the lineup by the time you hit the weekend against the Red Sox. But off day on Thursday, let's say, for argument's sake, they give him Friday. If Aaron Judge is not back in the lineup by Sunday night, I would be alarmed if I'm a Yankee fan. Because that would mean Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're basically talking about 4 days off. If after 4 days off, Aaron Judge still is not right, yeah, there's legitimate cause for concern. But as last year told us and taught us, opportunity awaits with injuries, with players not being there, and who's going to step up and make the most of those opportunities? Well, one of the storylines without question going into Wednesday's Yankee game was Clint Frazier, for the first time this year, was going to be in the everyday lineup for the Yankees. And I know I was fired up to see him play. And I've been harsh towards the immaturity at times of Clint Frazier. I have been harsh towards his defense, which leaves a whole lot to be desired. But one thing I have been steadfast on, and I have been incredibly unwavering on, is the fact that you give Clint Frazier regular playing time. If you give Clint Frazier regular at-bats, he's going to rake. He's a damn good hitter. So am I particularly surprised that in Quinn Frazier's first game back, he goes 3-for-4 and hits a home run in the bottom half of the second inning and is one of the Yankee hitting stars of the day? No, I'm not the least bit surprised. Because Quinn Frazier has that sort of talent within him. And I said this when we were talking about some of you guys as Yankee fans, who I think there's a sentiment of you that absolutely loves Quinn Frazier. There's a sentiment of you guys and gals out there who just don't like Quinn Frazier. He's kind of in many ways been like a polarizing topic amongst Yankee fans. But when we were talking about his role on this team, I mentioned the fact that, look, you perform, you hit, you play at a high level. They're going to find a way to get your name in the lineup. They're going to find a way to carve out and stash out some sort of niche for you. Here's the opportunity for Quinn Frazier. No Stanton. We'll have to wait and see on Aaron Judge. And we mentioned that kind of logjam amongst a bunch of different guys on this team. Mike Ford. Mike Tauchman. Getting playing time amongst the group. Brett Gardner, even though he's at a diminished stage in his career, he's going to play. Gets on base, plays good defense. Frazier has a lot more games like the one we saw on Wednesday night. Don't worry, they will find a way to play him. So, yeah, I loved watching Quinn Frazier hit a bomb, get three hits, spray the ball over the field. This, to me, is an opportunity to ride him a little bit if you're Aaron Boone, kind of like what they did in April and early May last year when the Yankees had a lot of injuries and who was one of the guys that really stepped up in the absence of a lot of the Yankee sluggers. Yes, it was LeMahieu. Yes, it was Urshela. Yes, in April and May, it was Gary Sanchez. But so too with Quinn Frazier. So, I want to see more. And I think many of the Yankee fans are very much intrigued. And they want to see more. A terrific 2020 debut. Now, the Yankee lineup, it was humming against the Braves tonight. Absolutely humming from DJ LeMahieu, who is just flat out ridiculous. In case you were wondering, yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, boys and girls, DJ LeMahieu has taken where he left off in the 2019 season and said, let's just pick up right then and there and let's be just as good and as right now, better than what you were a season ago. As LeMahieu, after a four-hit night, is now hitting .431 3 weeks into this season. Without question, we will, at some point, whenever Brian Cashman decides he's had enough, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but whenever we have the retrospective look at Cashman's good moves, great moves, all-time moves. From a free agent standpoint, DJ LeMahieu is as good a free agent signing as you could ever have. I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying this either. I really don't. If you watched him and what he brought the Yankees and how he changed the feel of the Yankee lineup last year, you understand exactly where I'm going here. He is a flat-out grinder. He wakes up, he eats, he sleeps, he drinks, he oozes baseball. I love guys like that on my team. No nonsense, no frills, go out, flat out, ball out. I love it. For LeMahieu to pick up right where he left off last year is incredible. And it just goes to show you what a terrific hitter he is. Not going to waste any more time on the, the Yankees got to sign and take care of DJ LeMahieu, but I think we all know that's something they need to do in the offseason. But, hey, worry about that once we hit November or December of 2020. But he has four hits. And then I want to get to two of the scuffling New York Yankees, because I actually think each one of them has something to build on from Wednesday night's game. Start first with Gary Sanchez. And look, one home run is not going to erase 40 to 50 bad at-bats. I'm well aware of that. But you know what I was doing earlier today? It was actually right after the Yankee and the Met game. And this was not by design. You know, I'm on Twitter. I go and I check the fantasy app, and I have my two fantasy teams that I'm checking up on them. I'm doing a little research on them. And I notice in the SNY league that I am in that Mitch Garver, who I'm sure you all remember last year, was this incredible hitting force for the Minnesota Twins behind the plate. He had 30-something home runs. I think he had 70 or 80 RBIs. Had like a 9-something OPS. He was one of the best offensive catchers in all baseball and in the American League. He was released in my fantasy league. Why do I bring this up? There's a direct correlation. His numbers right now are eerily similar to Gary Sanchez. What's the point I'm trying to make? There are plenty of brand name players, and I just gave you one from the exact position he plays, that are doing a whole lot of nothing. Not every guy is tearing the cover off the ball like Judge, like Trout, like LeMahieu, like Juan Soto, and we'll get to him in the Mets in a minute. Oh my goodness, that ball, Coca-Cola deck still has not landed. I mean, my God, I'd kill to hit a golf ball like Bryson DeChambeau. I'd also kill to hit a baseball like Juan Soto. But again, I digress. The point I'm trying to make is Sanchez's scuffles, he's not alone. His at-bats on Tuesday night, we talked about this yesterday, they were better. He didn't have the results. Wednesday, he has result. That's what he is in the lineup to do. He's not going to be Johnny Bench behind the plate. He's going to throw a couple runners on base, throw them out. But he's there to hit bombs. That's what I need Gary Sanchez to do. So when Gary Sanchez hits a bomb that gets you on the scoreboard when you're down 2-0, that's something to build on. And that's something you want to see a lot more of. Let's get to the other scuffling Yankee, who, in my estimation, has gotten far more of a pass from the Yankee fan base than the catcher. And that, of course, is Gleyber Torres. And as I was settling in, I heard, I think it was the first inning, with John and Susan in the car as I was driving back from my challenging, and I mean very, very challenging round of golf, which we'll get to later. But the numbers for Sanchez and Torres combined, it's like they're hitting a 110 between the two of them. And Torres' struggles have definitely gone, and they've kind of flown under the radar. Seeing Gleyber Torres work a walk, seeing Gleyber Torres go opposite field for a base hit, you hope that gets him going. And with a guy like Gleyber Torres, who we saw last year at times flat out carry the Yankee lineup, to me, it's only a matter of time for Gleyber Torres before those hits will be dunking in fast and furious. But the Yankees, after what was a very rough weekend against the Tampa Bay Rays, they come home. They take on a team that is going to be a playoff team in the National League. They take on a team, yes, no Ronald Acuna. Yes, no Ozzie Albies. Yes, no Mike Soroka. All true. Still a lineup that has been packing a punch. You find a way to pitch well enough. You find a way to score enough runs. You have a good couple of games. And now you can go into the off day feeling good about yourself. Assuming, of course, everything is A-OK and everything checks out with Aaron Judge. But encouraging. Yankees bounce back. They continue to be money at home. And I guess let's start here. Did Clint Frazier on Wednesday night make the case for you to get a first-hand look at more extended playing time for the Ginger? I think a whole lot of Yankee fans are going to want to see a whole lot more of Rendon there.